Strange Talk with Doc. We're going to do an incredibly short show, but this leads into me doing something else. Every show, I start off with a topic, and that topic I delve into. Sometimes it takes me a minute to get to it. Sometimes it takes me 5 or 6 minutes to finish up my statement. I also then close out each show with a closing statement, because as I go through doing the show, I get other thoughts on what I originally were talking about. So then I close that out. And so you will see posted with this the best of everything that I said as my opening statement, and then a conglomeration or a joint video of all of my closing statements for the entire year. I usually do the opening statements in quarterlies. So that would be January to March. And then you know how that goes. It's 4 quarters to the year. And I'm going to post those. I originally dated those for, I believe, December 30th or December 29th. But I'm going to put them out today. I think that I should just release them. And then I will hear from you again, or you will hear from me again on January 1st, 2024. This will be the last live show of this year. There's no need to do another show. And by the way, it's my apologies to you and yours. Happy holiday season. I hope that New Year's is beautiful for you. I hope that you handle it as an adult. Don't fool yourself. Don't make promises to yourself that you cannot keep. It is another day. It is a new year. But it does not mean that you have to live under the lie of I'm making resolutions. You can be resolute every day of your life. You don't need a special day to make you feel that way. And as Christmas passes, if you didn't get everything you want, I need you to man and woman up, because sometimes we don't get what we ask for and life goes on. Don't act like a child. Don't give people attitude or come down on them because they couldn't meet your expectations. It is all right. And also, when I think of manning and women up, I'm saying be real. Don't live a lie. Don't allow yourself to be fooled by AI on social media, which causes you to get welts in your belly, and then you sprout out things that you shouldn't be said. Do your due diligence. Follow the path to righteousness. Try to use your brain. Follow your heart. And I want you to be kind to the homeless. If you can be kind to the homeless, it's cold in most places. And don't fool yourself just because you see a homeless person who might be decently dressed. You know, there are a lot of people like me who donate clothes to the homeless. And the stuff that we donate is not garbage. It is still good enough for us to wear, but we're blessing others with it. So don't say just because that guy got on Jordans, because I have blessed many Jordans to the homeless. Oh no, he's got on Jordans. He don't need my money. He might just be a homeless person wrapped up in a pretty back package. So don't get caught up in that, you know? You know, but a lot of people gonna act happy during this holiday season and they're truly sad. That's why you gotta think things not always what they seem. Just look at the situation full. Do the 360 degree full view of every situation that you see, and then make a wise determination. Like I said, this is the last show of 2023. You will see all of my closing thoughts for the year 2023 in a video of, let's say, a video or an audio file. You will see all of my quarterly remarks on all my titles. I am not a person that clickbaits. If I put a title out there, I talked about that title. Will that title always agree with what you say? No, it cannot. Sometimes when I start talking, you might say, what the fuck? Sometimes you might say he's correct. Other times you might say, what an idiot. And it does not make a difference unless you give me your feedback. I don't know how you feel about what I said. So it's very important for me that you always give me some form of feedback. This way I know how I'm affecting others. My goal is to affect other people, to give them something to think about, at least make them say, at least, at the very least, say, because I don't want to sit here and talk about nonsense, because this is not a rumor mill. This is not a gossip column. I don't care about what celebrities wore, who they're dating, and things of that nature. And I'm going to go through the show, and I'm going to make it really brief. The synopsis on these are going to be as fast as I've ever done them in the history of Strange Talk with Doc. And then from there, I will see you on January 1st, 2024, where I will be doing a year wrap-up. Now, all the stories I will not be able to discuss. They're big stories of the year, but I have a website where every story is listed. Every show that I think was the best show of the year is listed. All the sports news is listed. I'm going to only go through the top ones, the ones that really made a difference to more than just me, but to other people's lives. So we had a Prague shooting, and this idiot, David Kozak, 24-year-old, he kills 14 people and injures 25. Makes no damn sense. Donald Trump was stunned when the Colorado Supreme Court removed him from the ballot for 2024 using the 14th Amendment. We got to see how this plays out in appeals court. If he's going to make it to the Supreme Court, we shall see. The big news for January 1st, other than it being a new year, is supposedly the Jeffrey Epstein's list will be released. Rudy Giuliani was ordered to pay $148 million to those two women he defamed in Georgia. But then Rudy being Rudy, he instantly filed for bankruptcy. I mean, there's new hope for truce in Gaza as Hamas leader flew to Egypt for talks about releasing, exchanging hostages because the UN is pressuring them to release hostages to get more time for the truce. Now, I was introduced this week to a great drummer. I'm a drummer. I love the drums. It means everything to me. And this dude's name is El Espadio Severino. This dude is something to behold with a pair of drumsticks in his hand. If you want to check him out, go to YouTube. Now, I'm going to try to say his name again, El Espadio Severino. I believe he's a young gentleman from Spain, and what he does with the drums is amazing. If you're an ex-New York Giant fan, one of their former players, Derek Ward, has been arrested in a string of Los Angeles robberies. He used to be a member of the Earth, Wind, and Fire trio with him, Brandon Jacobs, and Ahmad Bradshaw. Once again, I already stated, be careful about those New Year's resolutions. Be also careful how you conduct yourself on New Year's Eve. You no need to go out there and drink to the point of passing out for a 10-second countdown. It just does not make sense. It's 10 seconds of your life, and by 12:01 on January 1st, 2024, you shouldn't be vomited. You should not be passed out. Your friends should not have to hold you up because for the last 10 seconds, you're guzzling so much alcohol, you can't even remember the good time you were having. Jonathan Majors has been dropped by Marvel Studios because he was actually found guilty of harassment and assault. He's not facing a lot of time, but he was found guilty, and I guess Marvel said, we don't need to be in bed with this. South Park released a very good show. It's called Not Suitable for Children / Cred. It dealt with OnlyFans and Prime Energy Drink. Stay away from The Walking Dead, Dead City. It's a garbage show. I think that it's just trash. The Pistons lost to the Nets, and it was their 26th straight loss. They tied the record for the longest losing streak in the history of the NBA. Now, in a shocking move, the NFL suspended Steelers' DeMonte Kazee for the rest of the season without pay for a violent hit against Michael Pittman Jr. This happened last Sunday. I am shocked. I mean, I have never seen anybody get suspended for four games for a hit okay, he did dart him his body at the man. Thank God that Michael Pittman was able to get up and walk off the field, and also Mr. Kazizi was able to get up and walk off the field, but I did not see anything that was that devastating. I'm not going to really get into the NBA other than to state that there are Christmas Day games, which will be the Bucks versus the Knicks, Golden State versus Denver, Boston versus LA, Philadelphia versus Miami, and Dallas versus Phoenix. And also, Ja Morant has returned to the NBA, people. We had football yesterday. My Cowboys threw away the season to the Dolphins by losing 22-20. They once again did not look like they could take a punch in the mouth. I am so flabbergasted behind the whole situation. And they are Christmas games. You got the 11-3 Ravens going up against the 11-3 49ers. I'm going to pick the Ravens to shock the 49ers in San Francisco and win this game. You got the 5-9 Giants going up against the 10-4 Eagles. I'm also going to pick the underdogs once again and go with the Giants to shock everybody and beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. You got the 6-8 Raiders going up against the 9-5 Chiefs. I have the Chiefs winning this game. This NFL next weekend, you got Thursday game. You got a Saturday game. You got Detroit versus the Cowboys. And then you got a full lineup of Sunday games, but no New Year's Day games in the NFL, which would be Monday. Once again, my closing statements, my opening statements will all be listed. They will be put together in one audio file or video file, depending on where you're listening to me. And I will return for 1/1/24. 2023 year end wrap-up show. That'll probably be a very long show. There's a lot to go through, a lot happened in 2023. There's no need to get into any of that right now. Now, I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every time. I appreciate you. I hope that you had a great year. I hope that every blessing that you was looking for, you got, or is in the works of you getting, your family getting, be it financial, health-wise, just some news that you need to move your life forward. I appreciate you once again. You can like, you can share, and you can subscribe if you choose to do so. But commenting is the most important thing I think that you could ever do to somebody who does something like this, because it lets people who do this know what their audience thinks of what they do. Don't be just a invisible listener who never has any feedback. Your feedback means as much to me as maybe that person who listens to me once a week, I mean to them, okay? And I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every time, people. Peace to you and peace to yours, and I'll see you on the first.